All right, the Clearing the Crease podcast rolls on. Kami, Razor, Cebulski, and man, what a treat talking to Corey. And Razor, can we just say, like, it took long enough to finally get some of these stories out of Kami, right?
I know. I mean,
it's not
the tip of the iceberg. We know that as well. So we got lots of runway here. And that's why Kami's the best, a great storyteller, because he recognizes yes. It's a slow drip. You can't throw it all at once. They come out organically. That's why he's the best.
Hershey put me on the spot. Like, I mean, I'm not holding out on you guys. A lot of times I forget.
Yeah, I know. That's it.
You know, something will pop in, a comment will be made. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is, you know, jogs my memory a little bit.
Your Mario memory was pretty awesome, too. Oh, so.
Pretty Dash sure I was down in the minors shortly thereafter.
Fuck. All right. Hey, it is time for our fan question of the week. And that means we're giving away an NHL jersey courtesy of your friends and ours here at Bodog. So, hey, just for anybody wondering, how do you get in on this? It's real simple. All you got to do is reply to this video wherever you're watching it, on any of the social channels or on YouTube, wherever, and send a question to Kami, Razor, myself, or all three of us, or just put it out there. And, you know, if we pick your question, you get yourself a free NHL jersey courtesy of Bodog. So this week's winner is Tom from Winnipeg. And Tom says, I hear you guys, especially Kami, talking shit about the Peg. I live here. So I'm about, this is Tom. He says, I live here, so I'm not about to let you say all that shit without chiming in to say it's all true.
Oh.
So and you see a little swerve there from Tom. Okay. He says, it sucks here. Holy cow, this guy lives in Winnipeg. He says it sucks here. He says, that being said, what's the best and worst towns to go to on NHL road trips? Thanks, fellas. Hope I win. Well, congratulations, Tom. There's a guy who sewered his own town, but wondering the best and worst cities to visit on road trips as NHL players. Razor and Kami, let's hear it.
Well, it's pretty standard for me being in the, I guess I was in the West for a few years, but mostly in the East. It was always about going out to LA, because you're getting the road trip in, you're getting 6 days. So you have a couple days down on Manhattan Beach, you get to Anaheim, in and out, and then back to the beach. So I always have fond memories of the LA trip because of the weather, because of being out there different than everywhere else. I think it's pretty standard NHL wise. The worst, I feel like the worst isn't necessarily like the worst city. The worst is where you have like the worst setup. So if you went down to Florida and had to do a pregame skate, but you're staying on the beach, so you have an hour from there and you have to do an optional skate, even worse, right? Like if I'm the backup goalie, and I would go to Florida and it would be an optional skate, but I still had to find my way out to the rink in the swamp, 45 minutes, an hour out, four times during the day. Like, that would make it a bad road trip for me, especially having to leave while everyone else is doing a warm up on the beach. And I got to go all the way in on a 45 minute taxi ride with the assistant coach. So that's more important on the road trip rather than the size of the city.
First off, I have a soft spot for Winnipeg too.
Yeah, I think Kami's been pretty pro Winnipeg.
But the weather sucks, can't do anything about it. Downtown is rough right now. I mean,
yeah,
like you said, he just said it's true. I got a soft spot for Winnipeg. There's no doubt about it. As far as best and worst, for me, I was gonna go Florida, but I'll pick a different one. Because Razor already brought Florida up. I hated Florida because it was, when we were there, you're in Sunrise, Florida. You're staying at the Hojo across the street from a decrepit outlet mall. There's nothing to do. And then at that time, there was nobody at the games. Like, it was painful. So I didn't like Florida. Mm-hmm. I also wasn't a big fan when I played. And I guess I played in both ranks. And I guess there wasn't really a whole lot of New Jersey, I thought, sucked. Really? Like, depended on how the games worked out. Like, if you were staying in New York City and okay, then you're just buzzing out for the game, it's okay. But sometimes if you're just coming in to play the Devils, like going out to the Meadowlands was awful. Mm. And not that like Newark, New Jersey is not a whole lot better.
No.
I mean, you pull up to the rink there was nothing. I can't even remember where we stayed, but it just wasn't that nice. And
yeah, that bad residence inn near the Meadowlands, that like out in the swamp there, that was awful. I forgot about that one.
We'd stay at that Sheridan, which you could see right across in the road, but you had to take
turns. That's what it was. Yeah, it was the Sheridan. Yeah. We just looked at the highway. It was disgusting.
Yeah, so I'll go with Jersey and like best ones. I mean, there was a lot of good ones, but I mean, the first one that came to mind, which was always fun for me, was Montreal.
Oh,
yeah, I enjoyed Montreal. I mean, kind of my longest stretches, in the NHL, my longest, Carolina. We go up to play Montreal. We played them in the playoffs, and for no particular reason, when we went into Montreal, just for whatever reason, I don't think there was anything in particular, but we won a lot of games in Montreal, and I always had before our first win when I was with the Hurricanes, I got sucked in at Buenanote. I already knew the program there, but, Mr. Commodore, would you like a Grey Goose? I'm here there for dinner with three other guys. I'm like, I said no. Then at 9 o'clock, it kind of switches from a restaurant to more of like kind of a sort of a bar / dance club. Yeah. And then you see the people walking in, and then I'm like, I'll have one. Next thing I know, it's 2 a.m. I drank a bottle of Grey Goose. But then the next day, I was like, I played great. So I'm like, I got to keep doing it again. So I enjoyed Montreal. And then I don't speak much of it anymore, but I took French immersion for 9 years. So I used to think and speak in French mostly. So that was always kind of fun for me too, going into Montreal, because then I would get to use it a little bit. And, and I think people in Montreal appreciate whenever you're a Westerner, not a French person, you go in there and try and speak French, even if you're shitty at it. But I think they appreciate the effort.
Honestly, if you make the attempt, that goes a long way. There's a lot of respect given, I think, or a lot of runway given if you just simply make the attempt. Look at you, immersion, dropping that. Not a lot of French in the prairies, too, outside of pockets of Winnipeg.
Just pockets, yeah, thanks. Mrs. Commodore, she forced me in there. Yeah,
I think with what you guys are saying in terms of best and worst cities, it makes total sense, because I would say, as like a reporter for years traveling around, it was the convenience factor. Like, I didn't love LA trips just for the simple reason that LA always felt like a commute going to the rink, or going to Orange County, even in Anaheim. Like, yes, the weather's great, but wasn't a great setup. Like, downtown LA, there's not really, it's just a big sprawl, right? And that was, New York was great because the Garden was right there. Your hotel was right there, right? Your Midtown Manhattan, Boston was fantastic for that, right? Boston's Montreal's great for that. Like, those urban centers, Chicago, there's like the cities. Nashville's fantastic. Like, Nashville's probably the best in terms of that setup, because the hotel was right across the street from the rink. And then all the fun was one steps away, right? So, the worst were kind of the Floridas and the LAs, just for the simple reason that the commute sucked. Like, it's just more convenience. That you can get in trouble in any city, but the convenience factor.
Logistics.
Logistics
are important.
Yeah. Logistics are. And on that note, we're gonna wrap things up for this edition of the Clearing the Crease podcast. What a fun one. Some great stories. And just a reminder, everybody, we're officially on the road to the Stanley Cup. So make sure you make a play, get in on all the action every night with game odds and all the props you need to make hockey exciting every single night. Goal scorers and, yes, Stanley Cup odds. Bodog.eu has you covered with all the action that'll keep you locked in every shift right until Lord Stanley's mug is hoisted. So make a play, score big with Bodog. He's Mike Commodore. He's Andrew Raycroft. I'm James Cebulski. We'll see you the next time right here on the Clearing the Crease podcast, powered by Bodog.